Lesson 10. The Frigate Bird. What bird is this? It is the little ocean eagle, first and chief of the winged race, the daring navigator who never furls his sails, the lord of the tempest, the scorner of all peril, the man of war or frigate bird. Here we have a bird which is virtually nothing more than wings, scarcely any body, barely as large as that of a domestic cock, while his prodigious pinions are 15 feet in span. The great problem of flight is solved and overpassed, for the power of flight seems useless. Such a bird, naturally sustained by such supports, needs but allow himself to be borne along. The storm bursts. He mounts to lofty heights, where he finds tranquility. The poetic metaphor, untrue when applied to any other bird, is no exaggeration when applied to him. Literally, he sleeps upon the storm. When he chooses to oar his way seriously, all distance vanishes. He breakfasts at the Senegal. He dines in America. Or if he thinks fit to take more time and amuse himself en route, he can do so. He may continue his progress through the night uninterruptedly, certain of reposing himself. Upon what? On his huge motionless pinion, which takes upon itself all the weariness of the voyage, or on the wind, his slave, which eagerly hastens to cradle him.